With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. A winter storm hitting northern Montana has forced school closures and caused scattered power outages. The National Weather Service tweeted that Kalispell saw record snow yesterday, breaking the 1920 record of 10 inches by about half an inch. Winter weather advisories remain in effect around the state. An avalanche warning was posted for the mountains of west central Montana, including the Bitterroot, Rattlesnake, Southern Missions, and Southern Swan Mountains near Seeley Lake. When the snow clears out later today, bitter cold air will start to flow into the state. Many areas will see highs in the teens by Friday, with lows in the single digits. We have more details about weather advisories on our website, mtpr.org. The University of Montana Foundation has sold an 18,000-square-foot Western Montana Lodge that was donated by philanthropist Dennis Washington in 1995. Officials confirmed yesterday that the Montana Island Lodge on Salmon Lake sold for $1.6 million. The property was initially put on the market for $6.5 million in 2014. The property's title was transferred on Monday to MEBC LLC. Proceeds from the sale will be split among the university's four campuses as required under the donor agreement. Montana's congressional delegation is asking the U.S. Forest Service to support a conservation easement on about 22,000 acres of private land near the Kootenai National Forest. Members of the delegation said today that approval of the project near Libby would sustain timber industry jobs and protect hunting, fishing, and hiking access. It also would block residential development. Montana's ongoing budget crisis has hit Gallatin County, where state Democrats say schools, mental health, and disability services could all be affected. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
At a town hall meeting in Bozeman Tuesday, State Representative Jim Hamilton, a Bozeman Democrat, says there's a sense that people here can avoid the pain of budget cuts. So before November's special session, he made four phone calls.
And in just four phone calls, which took me less than 15 minutes, I came up to $1 million worth of cuts to agencies in Bozeman. And that wasn't an exhaustive list by any means. So it's a broad problem. It exists here. And I think we needed to make that clear to you.
During the special session, legislators passed a series of cuts in fees to make up a $227 million budget shortfall. Hamilton says the loss in funding affects local school districts, mental health, and disability services in Gallatin County. Fran Woolman is the program director for family outreach in Bozeman. She says her agency will need to cut 200 slots statewide for children with disabilities. Most of those cuts, however, will happen in eastern Montana.
They've sustained less population, so they're serving less, and so they were able to give up the majority of the slots for us. So here in the Gallatin Valley, we are only going to have to give up roughly two or three.
Mike Waterman is the Bozeman School District's Director of Business Services, and he says the budget cuts mean property taxes in the city may have to rise by $2 million to help fund the schools. Hamilton, along with State Representative Zach Brown, another Bozeman Democrat, say the recently passed GOP tax bill could add an estimated $60 to $70 million per year to the state's budget deficit. Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte and Senator Steve Daines, both Republicans, say the tax bill will help provide relief to Montanans and help strengthen small businesses. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
A bill to give Wild and Scenic River Act protection to a section of East Rosebud Creek has passed the Senate. The bipartisan bill, co-sponsored by Montana Senators John Tester and Steve Daines, would protect 20 miles of the creek west of Columbus. East Rosebud Creek originates in the Absaroka Beartooth Wilderness that flows into the Yellowstone River. No private land will be affected by this legislation. Congressman Greg Gianforte has introduced companion legislation in the House. A press release from Montana senators says that of Montana's approximately 170,000 miles of rivers, less than one half of 1% is designated as wild and scenic. A Montana state prison inmate says the prison discriminated against him based on his age and disability status and later retaliated against him when he reported the discrimination. 57-year-old Jeffrey Arthur Muse said in his complaint to the Montana Human Rights Bureau that he was placed in an upstairs cell for more than a week and denied a cane despite telling staff that he had torn knee ligaments. The complaint, filed in August, names the state, the Department of Corrections, and Montana State Prison Warden Michael Fletcher as the defendants. A response filed by the department's lawyer denies discriminating or retaliating against Muse. Federal officials say Idaho had the largest percentage increase in population of any state in the nation in a recent census. The U.S. Census Bureau announced today that Idaho's population increased 2.2% from July 2016 to July 2017, That's about 37,000 more people living in the state than last year. For more, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.